Excellence, passion, fairness, balance. These aren't just workplace buzzwords. The pillars we build our careers on, the values we defend in meetings, the principles we teach our teams. But here's the uncomfortable truth. The very strengths you're most proud of might be quietly destroying your effectiveness as a leader. When does dedication cross into destructive obsession? When does fairness become paralysis? When does the pursuit of balance leave you achieving nothing at all? These questions matter because we've turned our virtues into untouchable sacred cows, and sacred cows, left unexamined, eventually trample everything in their path. The virtues you're most proud of are likely the ones most desperately needing examination, not because virtues are bad, but because unexamined virtues become rigid ideologies that blind you to reality. We worship balance like leadership's holy grail, yet this reverence often masks avoidance of hard choices. At a major conference, philanthropic advisor Anne split her time evenly between existing clients and prospects. Her colleague Darren focused intensely on pursuing new prospects, temporarily setting current clients aside. When Darren brought in $5 million in new assets and earned a promotion, Anne felt betrayed. The company preached balance but rewarded results. Anne missed the distinction between bland balance and bold balance. Bland balance means doing everything halfway, checking emails while chaperoning your daughter, creating marketing plans that please everyone and inspire no one. Bold balance means making courageous, sequential choices about what matters most right now. Bill Gates spent 25 years building Microsoft with singular focus, then shifted toward philanthropy. That's strategic intensity, not compromise. Professor Jennifer Chapman's research reveals effective leaders possess strong diagnostic capacity and understanding of leadership paradoxes. Great leaders don't seek safe middle ground. They make decisive choices, hold strong opinions weekly, and manage their traits like a financial portfolio rather than averaging everything to mediocrity. We're conditioned to collaborate from kindergarten, but this default has backfired. Many professionals now book fake meetings or take vacation days just to accomplish actual work, sneaking around to do their jobs. RIM's dual CEO structure illustrates collaboration's pitfalls. Their BlackBerry playbook failed because one CEO pushed for consumers while the other targeted businesses, satisfying neither market. Berkeley professor Morten Hansen's research challenges our collaboration obsession. Studying 182 sales teams, he found those spending more time seeking help were less likely to win deals. Collaboration consumed time better spent improving bids. When high performers constantly rescue underperformers, they enable continued poor performance rather than forcing growth. The solution isn't eliminating collaboration. It's making teams temporary and purposeful, like the Avengers, assembling only when facing challenges no individual can tackle alone. General Stanley McChrystal calls this plywood leadership, building structures designed for quick reconfiguration as needs change. True autonomy requires complete disconnection, not just physical isolation while remaining tethered to devices. Our brains crave novelty. New ideas trigger dopamine hits regardless of quality. Harvard's Teresa Amabile defines creativity as producing novel and useful ideas, but leaders often celebrate novelty alone, creating narcissistic creativity that satisfies ego without business results. Sony's decline exemplifies this. Engineer pride prevented adopting market-friendly technologies, yielding thousands of products, while Apple's focused lineup fits on a kitchen table. True creativity asks, what does the organization need, not what can I create? New leaders often change things unnecessarily to make their mark. After 3 years in the same role, boredom triggers needless reinvention. The solution is rechanneling creative energy, transforming urges into reframing problems rather than redesigning systems. Pinterest took the familiar pinboard concept and transformed it digitally. Even Picasso's cubism combined European portraiture with African tribal art rather than creating something entirely new. Sometimes innovation requires knowing when not to be creative. One CEO urged his marketing team to pick a template and fill it out rather than creating multiple plan versions. There's tremendous value in executing brilliantly within established frameworks. Obsessive perfectionism backfires. Pharmaceutical executive Ella damaged team morale with relentless demands. Junior tech executives with perfect pedigrees couldn't recommend entering China without complete data creating paralysis that hurt their reputation. Yet golf champion Bubba Watson won the Masters with an unorthodox, self-taught swing experts wouldn't teach. Pixar's Ed Catmull demonstrates the balance: demand excellence in final products while embracing messiness in the creative process. Research on stereotype threat shows performance anxiety significantly impairs results. Thomas D's study found athletes reminded of their athletic identity before testing performed 14% worse, a full letter grade drop. The solution? Lower the stakes. 16-year-old Catherine Baumkamp asked amputees a naive question about heating pads for phantom limb pain, leading to her pain-free socket invention. LinkedIn's Reid Hoffman advises launching early enough that you're embarrassed by your first release. Stanford professor Baba Shiv notes polished prototypes invite criticism of flaws, while rough prototypes inspire people to see potential. Fairness becomes destructive when leaders obsess over equal outcomes rather than fair processes. April, a head nurse, denied star performer Leah training to appear equitable. Leah quit. Our fairness instinct is biological. Neuroscience shows we literally feel others' pain, and Ernst Fehr's research reveals people will sacrifice money to punish unfairness towards strangers. The problem is projection, assuming others want what we want. Carolyn gave employee Sharon autonomy, which Sharon experienced as abandonment. Leaders must discriminate courageously, explaining why one person gets more investment. Robert Valorant distinguishes harmonious passion from autonomous choice, from obsessive passion, from contingent self-worth. Blanca Ripp's research proved obsessive passion causes harm. Obsessively passionate dancers suffered more chronic injuries by refusing to rest. Yo-Yo Ma exemplifies harmonious passion, choosing liberal arts over specialized music training. Meanwhile, preparation can become a sacred cow. Ajay, an analyst, built complex models for a pitch but froze at unexpected questions. His backstage preparation failed because he wasn't practicing as if performing. Shot put champion Adam Nelson succeeds by simulating competition conditions during practice. From your earliest moments, you've constructed meaning from what you perceive, fundamental choices about how to view the world. Is hard work or luck more important? Is life fair? Is standing out better than fitting in? These perceptual glasses alter everything you see, yet most people remain unaware they're wearing them. As David Foster Wallace noted, like fish unaware of water, we often fail to recognize our own default settings. An Air Force colonel personally greeted every new airman, a touching gesture that seemed purely virtuous. Yet when his replacement used video recordings instead, empowering middle managers to lead, he created a stronger organization. The beloved colonel's humility had actually undermined his middle manager's authority, an unintended consequence he never recognized. Your core beliefs and frequent advice often hide sacred cows holding you back. Maybe your insistence on fairness creates mediocrity. Perhaps your passion for excellence paralyzes your team. Your commitment to balance might prevent bold choices that matter most. Once you start looking for your sacred cows, you'll see them everywhere, not because the world has changed, but because your perception has.